This is not the first time that I've talked about the number 100 or about place. You heard it in previous episodes about the famous marker in Rhinebeck on Route 9, which indicates that you're 100 miles from Manhattan. 100 for me today, though, is about the show and the place we're in today in terms of episodes, and a milestone for me of resilience. In the U.S. television industry, 100 episodes is apparently the traditional threshold for a television series to enter syndicated reruns. Syndicated is where your show becomes so endemic to the culture, it gets chosen to run at odd hours on odd networks and lets generations beyond its years see your show. I was homesick with COVID on New Year's Day and watched at least 3 seasons of Seinfeld for hours and hours, thanks to a syndication marathon. For the creators, producers, and the actors, syndicated is where the real money happens. Of course, podcasting isn't TV. What happens if your podcast, say, though, hits 100 episodes? If not syndication, what then is the milestone? I looked into Reddit, and in the podcasting subreddit, I found this. 90% of podcasts don't publish more than 3 episodes. And of the 200,000 shows that go beyond 3, 90% will quit after just 20 episodes. That's another 180,000 gone. So if you hit 100, well, you're a rare bird. The best shows really are the rare ones, a unique topic or a fresh take on an existing one. With this episode, Cityit hits 100. As you know, the show's logo is a baby goat, because as the designer I hired explained it to me, being a Cityit, being new, is like getting your wobbly legs. I was a baby goat. What kind of animal are you when you hit 100? Is there any farm animal that makes it to 100? A tortoise? There are 11 species of turtles in New York State. A whale? Hudson, New York is famous for refining whale oil. Yeah, no. It's 6 years, 100 episodes, and whether it's a tree falling in a storm, the creek overflowing, the plumbing mysteriously backing up, or even a light bulb going out in the basement, yeah, I'm still a baby goat.
Down in the valley, moved up from the city, it's a new way of living, and I'm trying to get used to it. One park poodles, half an ounce of an idiot, ordered a Manhattan, and they call me a city, yeah. At first it hurt my feelings, but it's kinda got a ring to it. When you move to the country, they can tell when you're new to it. I'm looking at a place, but I'm trying to keep fitting in. It takes too long to be a local, so for now, I'm a cityit.
I'm Matt Zucker, and this is Cityit, Learning to Live and Love Life in the Hudson Valley, episode 100. When I started the show several years ago, I wasn't sure what to expect. Cityit was actually going to be a written blog, but I do so much writing at work and personally that I'm just too exhausted at the end of the day, and I thought this might be easier. Ha! So much has changed in 100 episodes. First of all, the sound is much better. The early episodes, I have too much music at too high a volume. I can barely hear myself.
Here, we bought an 1847 cottage in Dutchess County, and everything is different. The eggs are fresh, the landscape is stunning, the animals are hilarious, and yes, there's plenty of culture, but we still have a lot to learn.
The show has always tried to be a bit of a guide. Finding Your Town, Episode 2, for which Brian and I created the 10-3-1 guide. There's a template for that you can download from cityit.com's store. There's Setting Yourself Up, which is a checklist of everything from using a local bank for your mortgage to urging you on the importance of a generator. I also had a lot of fun exploring bizarre questions like why are barns red and understanding chickens. We also have gone places around the valley to Chatham, Catskill, Tannersville, Newburgh, all the way up to Saratoga, even as far as Maine, Florida, and yes, you might remember season 3 premiere from Israel, God's country. One question that comes up the most, even more than the animals though, is how to make friends, which I tackle head on in episode 4, one of the most listened episodes of all.
The first thing to know is you will need different kinds of friends for different reasons. Here are four types. 1, activity friends, people to do stuff with. Some are bicycling and athletic, others are movie, restaurants, drinking, or yes, believe it, card games. 2, dinner party friends, people to rotate houses with and cook for. 3, look in on your house friends. These are really people to call when there's a storm and you're away and you want to know if a tree fell down on it. 4, buddies who are also new. These are fellow city-its who want to explore, learn, and grow just like you and at that pace. They're easy to impress with a park you just found, and you're easy to impress with a restaurant you didn't know was open on Mondays.
By season 2, I was getting more confident and experimental. Exploring Hudson Valley history, experiencing our first winter, spring, and summer. Plumbing problems and neighbor problems, and of course, Brian taking up gardening on our 2 acres. Contrast became important, like the sounds we left in the city for those here in the country.
It's 7:30 a.m. and I'm barely awake, and I have to experience this. This was 10 p.m. on a weeknight. On the other hand, there's this.
I never felt short on material. People would send in suggestions. My brother-in-law Adam always had another 10 ideas. It was his idea to start asking people their favorite go-to location in the Hudson Valley. So I started interviewing people, politicians to understand how county government worked, business owners across different towns. One of the first interviews was, appropriately, a farmer. Callie from Sawkill Farmer, just down the road from us. We love their delicious chicken, lamb, bacon, and I practically live in their soft sweatshirts. And the eggs, so good. I had to ask Callie if there was some kind of secret ingredient. Brace yourself, city folk, for the answer.
I'm a frequent customer of your store. We buy a lot of your pork, which is delicious, and I'm kind of addicted to your eggs, and I can't figure out why are yours so delicious.
So we raise our chickens out on pasture and we move them around on a weekly basis. So they always have access to fresh grass and they're digging around in the soil and eating lots of worms and bugs and yummy things. So
oh, it's the worms and the bugs. That's why.
I think it's that added protein that they get from all the bugs that are out there.
Amazing. Certain people are grossed out right now, but I'm totally enchanted. I knew there was a reason.
Give them that like extra yellow yolk, you know?
I am certainly not the first city-it. There's waves of people before me and Brian who made the move. In fact, there's a train car and Amtrak of them, the Empire Regulars, a group of diehard commuters from upstate to the city who I was lucky enough to get on the mailing list with and join for a special Festivus holiday party on the Amtrak train one December. I wondered what I could learn from the city-it generation before me and talk to Dyro about what he experienced when he moved up here.
I knew it was upstate when I had to go and buy a chainsaw. I'm like, wow, I have a chainsaw.
You bought a chainsaw?
Yeah. So I was like, I have a chainsaw. It is a stupid thing, right? I mean, it's a chainsaw.
Because but you need one or you wanted one?
No, because, you know, same, like it was one of those winters on which we lost several trees in our property. And either you can call somebody, but that's in the thousands easily every time.
It's so expensive.
It is. If, you know, like my work, if I couldn't do marketing, I'll probably just start a tree company. it's expensive. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to go. I got a chainsaw, you know, watch every YouTube video of how not to cut your arm, leg, or face, you know, buy the chaps, the helmet, the gloves. And I cut it all myself, you know, and I could have not done that, you know, when I moved back, you know, upstate. There's no way I'm like, call somebody.
The show has gotten bigger each season. Sponsors have started to come in occasionally, which help cover the costs and let me invest in advertising, which you know is my thing. The show also started to get attention. City-It's been featured in the Albany Times Union, NBC's Today website, Country Living Magazine, and for a while, I had an advice column in the Red Hook Daily Catch called Ask a City-It. Awards make me happy and tell me something's going right. City-It, as you know, was the first podcast to ever win in the Chronogram's Best Regional Podcast category. And the show has also nabbed some national awards in the Communicators and for Sound Design. Oh, and the song. Honestly, that was one of the most ridiculous and rewarding things I ever could have done. Creating an original theme song for the show has been a real highlight. Here I talked to Ben and Paul, the musicians from Space Studios, who let me be a co-songwriter in episode 59, the season 5 premiere. It won't surprise you, this is the first song I've ever created.
But what an innovative idea, though, man. Like, you know how many people have been like, you created a song for a podcast, not like a theme? It's like, no, this is an actual song that's being released, not like...
Yeah, my husband thinks I'm crazy. He's like, you're going to do what? I'm like, yeah, I want to do this.
I think it's such a smart idea. It was after we got done with the song and people going, wait, you wrote a song for a podcast? Like, yeah, like a jingle? No, not really a jingle.
Like not a jingle. Everyone thinks it's a
song.
A jingle.
It's a real song. And they're like, and what are you going to do with it? I'm like, well, we're going to release it. It's remarkable. It's really a cross-marketing genius moment that you had. When you came to me, I'm always like, of course, like, yes, let's write a song.
You said
like,
yes pretty quickly.
Like a kindergartner can come to me and say, let's write a song. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So I'm down. But this was a really special idea.
Maybe, Ben, you could talk about the process because you really had to walk me through how we were going to create it and what it was going to be like. And we mostly followed it. So maybe you could describe, how did we make this song?
You and I met and we had a conversation about this. And I said, all right, well, let's do a brainstorming session. I knew with Paul, because Paul and I, you know, are just intertwined musically. And then our friend, Zach Walker-Kahn, who is a teacher here at the studio, who's also like super awesome and has an uncanny ability to write lyrics, just unbelievable lyrical skill, especially for somebody who's 26 years old. And he's a lot more mature than I am, and I'm 50. So we did a brainstorming session in which you talked about all the things that were essential to your podcast and what you were thinking about. And we decided right then, I think that we needed to be really true to the story that we're telling and the podcast that you're creating. So it needed to connect in with your message and where you were going with it. And so that first night I thought, we'll just brainstorm. And by the end of that first night, we actually had a chord progression. We had the hook actually, right?
That really surprised me. I thought we were just sitting around talking about narrative and words. And then all of a sudden, halfway through, the two of you get up and Zach, and you go over to the instruments and you start playing. And I'm like, what's happening? I thought this was next week. Yeah, and exactly, you know, and you, and you, but you found the hook or whatever. And I just was so shocked that was going to, I didn't know that was going to happen.
That's the process, man.
And how would you describe the music? Because I didn't know what this would be. You talked about some kind of mix of multiple kinds of music, which I always thought was conceptually very appropriate for this city to the country type of thing. So I always liked that idea, but it did turn out different than I expected. So how would you describe what it is musically?
I think one of the first questions we asked was, is this a song like a Carole King song where there's a verse and then a chorus and then, and each verse has a different chord progression and builds in different ways? Or is it a song cycle? And Paul's like, song cycle, like chord cycle. So four chords that repeat. And so as soon as we did that, and then we clicked into the grid, we knew, all right, now that we're connected to the grid and we're connected to this chord, it's a pop song in that way. Like that's the way pop songs go. And then knowing that Paul was in it and I'm a singer and Paul's a singer, but Paul's also a rapper. So we know that Paul's going to tell a story and he's going to rap it.
When an episode goes live, usually Thursdays monthly, the first email I get is usually from my father-in-law, Morty, and how he liked the episode and why. I'll get a call or a text from other family and friends or people at work. For the show's fourth birthday in the summer of 2022, I asked for voicemails from listeners, and here are a few I was lucky to get.
Hi, Matt. Happy fourth birthday to City It. I've been listening to City It since I myself moved out of Brooklyn up to the Hudson Valley during COVID and couldn't help but feel like a lot of the same experiences and feelings that you talk about on the show really resonated with me at the time and still do. I'm still learning how to garden, learning how to live up here and get out of the city life. So please keep sharing your stories. They're wonderfully told and amazing. And congrats on doing this for 4 years.
Hey, City It, happy birthday. This is Allison Chawla over in Rhinebeck, New York. I am such a huge fan of the show, as you know, and I am so incredibly honored that I was able to be a guest this year. I hope you keep coming on out with fantastic episodes, and I tell you right now, I will definitely be a loyal listener.
Hi, this is Erwin from East Hampton. Happy fourth birthday to City It. So Matt is my brother-in-law's brother-in-law, which means technically, he's not family, even though it feels like he is. Now, City It, it's a fantastic podcast. And Matt, what can you say? It's professional grade. He's an unbelievable podcaster. But if you're a City It listener, you know that already. What's most impressive, though, about Matt, and this is what I'd like his audience to know, is how generous of spirit he is. He was my mentor in starting my own podcast almost 2 months ago. So happy fourth birthday, City It. You are the gold standard, and so is the host.
My biggest fan, of course, no longer can listen the way you all listen. We lost our mom this past January, who never missed an episode and could often be spotted in her City It t-shirt. Audio is incredible. Research talks about how it's the most intimate medium. So when I hear my mother or father's voice, it's so special, and I don't want them to stop talking. For that City It birthday episode last summer, Mom sent in this great clip, which I'm going to replay now.
Hi, Matt. It's your mother. Just wanted to wish City It a happy birthday. I don't have a favorite episode because I love them all. One wish I have, though, is for you to slow down. Sometimes you talk too fast. What's the big rush? Anyway, keep them coming. I'm your biggest fan. Love ya.
Thanks for listening to episode 100. This episode was written and recorded in the Hudson Valley, although part of it was also in Springfield, New Jersey, where I was from before I was from New York City, and before I was from the Hudson Valley. Sitting here in the kitchen of my childhood home makes me think about where we're all from and how each place, first, second, and third, stays in us no matter where else we go. And while this house, after 54 years, will no longer be ours, it will always be part of my story, my character, my sense of self. Just like Ithaca became for a short time. Just like New York City became for three decades. Just like the Hudson Valley is now. It's funny how two things can be absolutely true at the same time. I want you to come visit and experience the Hudson Valley, and I will always, always want to visit and experience where I was first from.